Everyone's doing well and enjoying this beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us. Let's all get ready for service. Want to welcome everybody online to First Pentecostal Villarica. And as we get started here, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If y'all would stand if you can, honor the Lord. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty, praise God. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? I see a hand. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, we sure will. Anyone else? Yes, Mr. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone with a prayer request. All righty. Anyone up here?
Donald Shields needs prayer. Sister Brenda's dad, still they're not expecting him to live very long. I know the family needs prayer. And also Sister Hooks called about her nephew, and he has brain cancer, just diagnosed with brain cancer. So she's very distraught about that. I want us to remember him in prayer tonight. His name is Dale Kilman. So God knows all about it.
And also there are those in our congregation with us tonight that's facing surgery. After some testing is done, we want to lift them up. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather together in your house and in your mighty name, dear Lord. And we just worship you. We just thank you and we love you. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, we just ask again, dear Lord, that you'll just receive us. Lord, may every song sung, every instrument played, dear Lord, to lift you up and honor you. But, dear Lord, on this Wednesday night, we stand together in prayer for those that are in need tonight, dear Lord. You know that are suffering with kidneys. Lord, those that have cancer, those that are struggling. Dear Lord, for that family as they have to make such a hard decision. Lord, we just ask you just to be with them, bless them, dear Lord. Let them feel your holy presence. Dear Lord, there are those that also just need your love. They need your touch. Lord, for healings, as we said. Lord, for those watching online, if there's any prayer requests that's been put in, dear Lord, just continue to pray for them. But also, dear Lord, you see those hands that are raised. Lord, you know the depths of the hearts of each and every individual, dear Lord. You know the situation even before we speak it. But God, we know that you are a mighty God. And, the Lord, we know in the name of Jesus, that precious blood that was shed for us, the Lord, that your love is passed on to us greater than any love that's ever been shared. And, the Lord, we fall at your mercy. The Lord, we ask you to touch those. Lord, we ask for your salvational talk and your words, the Lord, to come to our family, our friends, our neighborhood in this country. Lord, we need you now. Lord, we ask you to touch. We ask you to mend, protect, and guide. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for the freedom you give us to come to you. And we thank you for your word. Lord, now we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Bless the young people as they're downstairs, the teens that's out in the other building, dear Lord. You've blessed us so much. And, dear Lord, may we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of prayer. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. I need y'all's help. Sing out tonight.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Amen.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. talk with Jesus clears the way.
Yes, Lord.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will
he'll answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will
turning, you will
know a little fire is
burning. You will find
have a little talk with Jesus. Things in
if you'd like, go ahead and turn around, wave to somebody, let them know you're glad they're here tonight and how much you love them, but most of all, how much Jesus loves them. Praise God. What a wonderful week, an opportunity we have as we get closer and closer to Resurrection Sunday. There's a lot going on right now, and I just hope your hearts and your minds are tuned into the Lord. You know, you hear terminology like Holy Week, you hear from Palm Sunday all the way through, but it's not just a story. It is real life. And it's just a powerful time in the Lord. It's a good time for us to just to really reflect, to get into Scripture and read. I know Miss Elaine and I have been doing some studies and talking, and it just feels special. But yet, it's all year long. It's not just now. But this is the time that we can really just praise the Lord and thank Him for His love for us and for Jesus Christ, for that blood He shed for us, that sacrifice. Because as we all know, He didn't have to. It was His choice. He stayed quiet. He stayed the course all the way through. So praise the Lord. But the most important thing, He is alive now. And He is alive and well at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for each and every one of us if you're a child of God. So praise the Lord. Good to have all y'all here tonight. We got a good crowd. Got some folks that we haven't seen in a while. Just great to have our visitors and all. But we're going to go ahead. I'll be quiet. We'll go ahead and hit a couple of announcements and get ready for to take up our evening offering. I have right now, just don't remember, as I mentioned, this Sunday, being Resurrection Sunday, we have a special Easter presentation that will be done over in the Curtis Center. I want to invite each and every one of you to come, make plans. We are planning, and we will have Sunday school as normal Sunday morning. There, the kids downstairs will have a little different approach. Some of the teachers are combining to cover everybody because a few of the people that's in the presentation will be next door going through it. Also, want to mention, when you come in Sunday, come on over here to Sunday school, even if you're running a little late. My class doesn't mind, and I'm sure this class up here and the children. But as they get ready, then when the Sunday school's over, we'll be able to go over to the Curtis Center and get in over there, because they'll be running through the final stages and the final sound checks and everything they have to do. Also, right on your calendar, April 22nd at 8 a.m., it's a Saturday morning, we're having our annual church work day. That's being preparation, and I think the list is looks like it's pretty busy. So we want to invite each and every one of you. There's stuff for ladies to do too. You don't have to stay away. There's inside items and outside, from what I understand. Correct. Praise God. And those are the only two announcements I have. Oh, Sunday night also, after Sunday morning service, we will have a Sunday night service, but it is a communion service, so make plans to come. It's an exciting day. Yes, Miss Lori, thank you. I already have. Thank you. Miss Lori reminded me, don't forget the lilies. If you have someone that you would like to bring forth in memory, a beautiful tradition that I've always enjoyed at our church on Easter Sunday morning, you are allowed to bring up a lily, And if you have it, it's in memory of people. Please write the name readable on a card and turn it in, and we'll get that set up for you. There'll be a moment that we'll recognize those names. Brother Chris, I see a hand. Yes. The Curtis Center. I'm sorry. I'm in a good mood. Y'all forgive me. God's just great. John Strait. Yes, to the Curtis Center, please. And there'll be somebody to get up the name card with you, too, because they're going to read them that morning. Praise God. Any other announcements? All righty. Well, praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Ready and willing. Brother Jim, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please. Yes, Lord. Amen. Special singers tonight. Miss Susan, if you would come on up first and make plans. Sister Linda and then Sister Tabitha. And you know, I want to recognize our special singers, our musicians, and all that they do for us there. In certain things I'm very organized, other things I'm not. And I call on them so many times and they look up and say, oh, okay. And I just thank them for being ready and ready for the Lord. And we just thank them very much. Just praise God.
Had it not been. I want to thank the Lord for all His blessings. I was just thinking on the way home today about just all of His just little miracles. All the way He made us. And it's just amazing to me. I mean, He has big miracles. He has small miracles. But they're all miracles. I mean, just like how He made our eyes. You know, you get something in your eye, it waters, it blinks, pushes it to the edge, and you can get it out. And no, I didn't have anything in my eye at the time. It just hit me. But I just think just all the ways that He made us, you know, it's just amazing. And I just thank Him for every blessing.
Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. Although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me," I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From these hands, pull the nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary,
we certainly are thankful for the cross. We're thankful for Jesus. We're thankful for Calvary, because without all those things, we would not be here tonight. Do you realize that? All because a man named Jesus, a cross, two pieces of wood, and a hill called Mount Calvary. We're so blessed. We're so, so blessed. And you know, if it had not been all those things, I wouldn't be able to stand up here and sing, "I've Been Born Again." So y'all worship the Lord. Y'all praying, right? I don't want fine mansions here in this world of sin and shame. All I want to know is that I've been born again. I don't want wealth or fame. I don't care who knows my name. All I want to know is that I've been born again. Land. There's but one who understands all the troubles and trials I go through. Yes, there's one way up above, looking down in tender love, and he tells me that I've been born again. My life was filled with sin, and I had no peace within. Then I read where ye must be born again. So I knelt there in the aisle, and God met me with a smile. Now I know that I've been born again. As I journey through this land, oh, there's but
love, and he tells me that I've been born again. Yes, I know that I've been born again.
First, I want to say I have the power button up here. Thank you. I wanted to say, I know it's not Pastor's Appreciation Day, but I appreciate my pastor. And I hope you do too. I was just reminiscing this week. If you've ever noticed me in church, that I take notes. And pretty much I have notebook after notebook of Brother Eddie's messages, Chris's messages, my former pastor. When I was a young girl, I used to write on a calendar little things. That was before journaling was a thing. But now I can go back through the week, and I can always refresh myself with what the word was from the message. And I like to make notes of my own, but like if God speaks to me during the message, I'll write down whatever God spoke to me. But I always just write special little things that Brother Eddie says. And one of the things that he said from his message, Jesus, my rock, my sword, my Savior, says, Jesus is my rock. This is what I wrote. My solid foundation. Jesus is my sword. He's my defense. Jesus is my shield. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And all this week, that's been ringing over and over in my head. And then, of course, his message, Rivers in the Desert, I had my special notes from that too. So I've just been feeding on those two messages from this past weekend. But I'm thankful for Brother Eddie. A couple of Sundays ago, I came up and I told him that I had a burden and it needed to be lifted. And then by that night, God answered my prayer. And I called Brother Eddie down when I was down on the floor, and I said, God, answer my prayer tonight. And what I love about Brother Eddie is he's there for you in the low times, but he rejoices with you when something great happens in your life. And I'm just thankful for Brother Eddie tonight and Sister Penny. They're special. I just had to say that. I hope that y'all love them like I love them. But I want to sing, I haven't sang this song in a while. I think it's one of Chris's favorites, Power in Prayer. And there is power in prayer, because that's what changed that situation was prayer. Amen.
Just see someone down on their knees and talking to the air.
Can you turn that, Brother Tom?
Some just see teardrops falling to the floor, just a waste of time, not anything more. Power. But it's a direct line to the throne room, where you can find someone who cares. And if you need some proof, I can tell you.
There's power in prayer. Amen.
There is power in prayer. Amen. I love that. Direct line to the throne room. And we need to take advantage of that, don't we? He will not put us on busy. He won't say bash number one for a prayer or number two or number three, but he's a direct line. Like the old song, Jesus on the Main Line. My, my, my. Thank you so much for that song. And thank you for the kind words, Sister Tabitha. I'll try to get something in your pay envelope a little later. But we appreciate you so very much. Appreciate each and every one of you. I mean, he's having a good week. Amen. Hallelujah. Very blessed. Glory to God. Just happy to still be here. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of 1 Corinthians in the second chapter, verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 12 and 13. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. The writer says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for the opportunity that we do have a direct line to the throne room. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the benefit of being able to pray to you. And Father, I pray again this night, God, that you would bless and anoint this congregation. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just lift us up and encourage us through your word tonight. We do, Lord, ask you to reach out to those who may be sick, those who are suffering. We hear so much bad news daily, Lord. I pray, God, that you would intercede on behalf of each and every need. And Father, I pray, God, that you just use this vessel tonight for your honor and for your glory. God, anoint these lips of clay, God, to speak that you would give us from heaven tonight. And we'll be so careful to give you praise, honor, and glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You love Jesus, let him know it with a big old hand clap of praise. You know, I never get tired of doing that. I could praise the Lord all. I tell you what, I could praise him for an eternity, because that's exactly what I plan to do when I get to heaven. How about you? I'm going to look up Jesus, and I'm going to thank him forever and ever and ever. Tonight, I want to bring a message entitled, Holy Ghost Filter. Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. I remember back when I was just a young boy in the Rockmart Church, and I grew up with my granddaddy preaching, and, you know, I heard about the Holy Ghost, and, you know, I saw what the Holy Ghost could do when I was just a young boy. We used to go around and pick up bobby pins after church. Amen. Well, my brother and myself, when we were little and mischievous, we'd like to see the Holy Ghost fall, because we could get on the back bench and misbehave when the Holy Ghost fell until Daddy got a hold of us, and then we wished we'd have had a touch of the Holy Ghost. But we were very familiar with the Holy Ghost anointing. But I remember there was a revival And a lady, a very neat, well-dressed lady, was there in the church, and she came up for prayer because she believed and had heard that God heals and that during the revival, several people had been healed. So she makes her way up to the altar, and she asked my pastor, my granddaddy, and the evangelist, she said, "I need prayer for my body, but do not pray for me to get that Holy Ghost." No, sir, do not. I don't want anything to do with that Holy Ghost. And, you know, when they prayed, she had an enlightening. She didn't get the Holy Ghost that night, but she had a visitation of the Spirit of the Lord. And I think she found out that the Holy Ghost wasn't near as bad as it sounded, because the ghost part really alarmed her. And, you know, it's been modernized. A lot of people refer to it as the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want to call, that's fine with me. Some call it the Comforter. We know that it is the Spirit of God that was in Jesus, that Jesus said, "I won't leave you alone. I want to send a Comforter in your name." Amen. And the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to have power after that. The Holy Ghost comes upon you. So tonight I want to talk about the Holy Ghost in a frame of mind that sometimes we may not think about. Certainly, the Holy Ghost is there to sustain us, to fill us, to give us joy, to give us peace, and to let us know that we've been born again and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I think the Holy Ghost reveals that to us, and we think about sometimes only as Holy Ghost in terms of salvation, which it is. But God has also given us the Spirit, amen, to lead us and guide us and direct us in our everyday works and the ways that we go. So this week, and I guess it's been more than this week, we have been infiltrated with so much noise, static, situations, problems, issues, not just on the news media. Amen. I can only take so much of that, but a lot of sickness and a lot of affliction and a lot of naysayers and a lot of negativity. Even you pick up on it when you go to the restaurants. You pick up on it when you go to the market, and seemingly people's minds are constantly talking on things that are bad, things that are going wrong, and there's kind of a spirit of doom and gloom in the nation today and in the neighborhoods. And I was saying, "Lord, you know, I'm too blessed to have all of that contraband. Lord, I know that this is not my eternal home. I know that I'm just a temporary journeyer here, that I've got a better place to go to. And for that fact, it gives me delight and gives me joy to know that all of this is going to be left behind. If you can put your hands together for Jesus, for what he's got in store for us, that ought to make us happy in and itself." But I begin to pray, "Lord, help me," and I use this word, "help me to filter out those things that maybe are detrimental, or the thoughts of negativity, or the doom and gloom kind of thing that's going on in the world today. And help me to look and focus on your blessings and on your anointing and on my salvation and on where I'm going when I leave this walk of life." And it just came to me that, sort of like the Spirit of the Lord said, "Well, you already got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Ghost. Why don't you use it?" And I began to think about, well, you know what? The Holy Ghost not only keeps us, but the Holy Ghost could act as a filter. Now, probably everybody here tonight knows what a water infiltration or water filter system is. It lets the water go through, correct? But it takes out all the things that are harmful. I said it lets the water go through that sustains us and helps us, and we have to have water, but the filter on it kind of takes out the things that are harmful or not beneficial to us. And I said, "Lord, let me be able to do that." So the Lord let me know that, you know what, the things that I hear, if they come through the Holy Ghost, if they're filtered out by the Spirit of God, amen, I may hear them, but he takes out all the negativity. He takes all out the things that are harmful to me or the things that are not beneficial. I hear them, but it doesn't really register in my spirit. Come on. It doesn't really dwell there. I don't get upset about it. I don't get worried about it. I don't get stressed out over it. Why? Because it's filtered out. God loves us so much, amen, that he wants to bless us on a daily basis. But we still are in a body of flesh. flesh, and we hear these things, and we experience these things, and we see these things, but the Lord has made a way. He's given us discernment, and He's given us power, to filter out what is not good, filter out what is not beneficial, filter out what Satan would come against us. If it left up to adversary, all he'd want you to think about was negativity and stress and problems and situations, and he'd just bombard you with them. But when they're filtered through the Holy Ghost, I said when they're filtered through the Holy Ghost, well, let me share something with you. When the doctor looks at you and says, there's nothing else I can do, if you didn't have the Holy Ghost for that to filter through, because the Holy Ghost tells us, you know what, I can do all things. The things that are impossible with man are made possible by God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. It doesn't sound as bad when it's filtered through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because that lets me to know, as long as there is a God, I got hope. Amen. And as long as my hope is in the Lord and not in the doctor, amen, then it doesn't sound as bad. Hallelujah. And that's just one instance. We can let that filter take out those things through the news media. We need to. Man, you know, I've often said, be concerned, but don't worry. Now, how can you say it? Well, the Holy Ghost allows me to say that. Because I can be concerned about it and how it affects people, but I'm not going to worry about it. Because I believe that my God can take care of me no matter what. If I lose everything here on this earth, I have a testimony through Brother Job that God will make a way. Amen. And I know that because my Bible tells me that God is no respecter of person. He don't love Job any more than he loves me. And he doesn't love me any more than he does you. And because of that love, he's going to sustain us and take care of us through this walk of life. Do you know what? You got to filter it out. There's all kinds of filters. There's the water filter. There's filters that takes all the things out that makes you sneeze. Thank God for that. There's filters that you change, you know, filters that you put in your air system and in your duct work and all that stuff. And if you have a dirty filter, don't have your dirty filter. It doesn't keep the bad stuff out. But if you've got a clean filter, and let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is clean. The Holy Ghost is pure. The Holy Ghost is righteous. Amen. I want you to go with me to the book of Philippians 4 and 4 through 9. Because these scriptures really, and we've dwelt on these scriptures before. They're wonderful. They're precious. Every saint of God ought to have them highlighted in their Bible or have them on a index card or have them memorized if you've got a good memory, memorized in your heart that you can refer to them. Because it is the Apostle Paul is speaking or preaching or teaching to the church at Philippi, a group of Christians. How many knows that Christians need the Word too? Amen? We need to be encouraged by the Word of God. The Bible talks about it takes the foolishness of preaching. Amen? And meaning that it doesn't seem like it's the right thing for the world. But if you're a saint of God, you're nourished and fed on the Word of God. So in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse number 4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Easy to rejoice when there's good news. But he said always. So that means that we rejoice no matter what the news says, no matter what we hear, no matter what circumstance we may be in, no matter even if we're in the midst of a trial. Take it from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even in the fire, they were able to rejoice in the Lord because they knew that even if God didn't deliver him, he was still able. And Daniel kept praying. He kept rejoicing in God, even though he knew it might mean his very life. So Paul says here, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Not only did he say it once, but he said it twice. Very similar to what my wife tells me when she wants me to do something. She thinks I'm deaf for the first command. So she reiterates it, and then I hear it. And I said, baby, I heard you the first time. She said, well, act and move. Rejoice always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Turn to your neighbor. The Lord is at hand. That means he's right here. He's right here with us. How is he right here with us? Through the infilling of his Spirit. Through that Holy Ghost power that he has given us. That thing that filters out all of that bad stuff. Amen. We still hear it. We still hear bad news. But it doesn't dwell. That's what the Lord kind of let me realize this week. That's what the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, I would shudder to think how people stand in this world today and hear all this stuff without a relationship with Jesus. He's the best news I have. Amen. This news right here, I guarantee you can pick it up anywhere you want to, flip it and start reading it. You'll be blessed because it's full of good news. It's full of the power of God. It's full of promises. It's full of the Lord telling us that I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. I will make a way even when there seemeth not a way. That's encouraging to me to know that we have that relationship with the Lord. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. I think we got all that part down, but sometimes we forget about the thanksgiving until after God does it. Now, if we'll start thanking God before he ever does it, that's faith. When we pray, Lord, here's my petition, here's my request, and Lord, I just thank you. I thank you that you promised it. You said you'd give me the desires of my heart. I thank you that you promised that you would heal my body, that you would make a way. And Lord, ever before I even see any evidence of it whatsoever, I'm just going to thank you and I'm going to praise you and I'm going to glorify you, Lord, because I know you're going to answer my prayer. That is faith, to believe that God is able to do those things. And then it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I don't know how you perceive that or how you analyze that, but for many, many years, I thought that I had to think just like Jesus. And I found out I come up short. Oh, me. I'm in a body of flesh. I found out that my thoughts were not always pure as Jesus' thoughts were. My actions were not always as perfect as Jesus was. But yet the Bible says, let this mind, which was all in Christ Jesus, be in you. And the mind, I think, that the apostle is talking about is the mind. If you think about it, Jesus didn't get stressed. Only two times that I could think of when he really let the flesh sort of well up in him was when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And let me tell you, he was praying, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. What he was talking about, if there's any other way that I can bring salvation to the world without dying on the cross, Lord, let it happen. But then he followed that up and said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So that time his flesh rose up on him, but he prayed it under subjection. Now the second time, when he was on the cross, and he said, my Father, or my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That flesh spoke that, but not the Spirit that was within him, the Spirit of God. And I'm saying, that's the only two times that I can realize or find that the flesh really rose up against the Spirit that was in Jesus. Every other time he was meek, he was holy, he was righteous, he was caring, he was compassionate, he was healing, he was loving, he was touching, everything about him. And the parables and the teachings that he did was with such love. And here's the wonderful thing. Even when the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all those people came against him, you know what? He didn't rant and rave and holler and pitch a fit, get mad and upset. He just kind of talked back to them, asked them a question, you know. And he never fretted, he never worried. Amen. When they needed food, Jesus said, you know what? What we got? Let's just multiply what we got. You know, when he's walking on the sea, he's just walking on the sea. Oh, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That mind that's not going to worry and fret over every little thing. That mind that's going to stay true to God and know that God can make a way even when we don't even see a way. That mind of faith to believe that what God said he could do, he can do. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Then the apostle goes on and says, finally, brethren, everybody say, whatsoever. He says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The Apostle Paul has told us, these are the things that you and I need to dwell on. These are the things that we need to thank God for. You know, things that are pure. Have that mindset of when this impurity comes out. You know, I hear it, but it's not going to affect me. You know, I had a preacher, and he was talking about, I shared with him, I said, somebody gave me a love gift, and I just feel like I just can't take it. I just, you know. The first thing he said, don't steal their blessing. I never looked at it. God's going to bless them. And then I gave him a compliment, and you know what he said? He said, I hear you with my heart and not with my head. And I have thought about that time and time again. Because when compliments come, if we hear it with our head, we may think that we're something, but we hear it with our heart. And Lord, help me to filter those things. Help me to filter the good things, the bad things, and all of those things. And don't let me dwell on the negative things. Let me give you just an example. Has anybody ever heard of the word gossip? It's in other churches, but not in First Pentecostal Church. Thank God. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Because gossip's bad. I don't know. You know, because you never hear the word good associated with gossip. Man, did you hear that good gossip? But boy, did you hear that bad gossip? Gossip is always pretty much bad. But you know what? If we got a Holy Ghost filter, I said, we may hear it, but that's as far as it goes. Amen? That's as far as it needs to go. A saying a long time ago, if it's not benefiting the person, I don't need to repeat it. If it's hurtful or detrimental or harmful, this is as far as it goes. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost filter kind of take charge of that. I heard it, but that's as far as this goes. I'm not going to pass it on. That's one thing. Think on whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are pure. That's what he said. Whatsoever things. One person said, you know, if you really, really want to get down to the meat of this message, instead of saying whatsoever things, put your name there. I tried it. I couldn't get through with it. Because I kept thinking, Lord, I don't know. I want to be. You see what I'm saying? Whatever things are true. Eddie, you're true. Eddie, you're honest. Eddie, you're just. Eddie, you're pure. I got down to this one. I said, Eddie, you're lovely. Lord have mercy. I went back and started over, and I never could get no further than that. But it's a good analogy. Because can you think that way of yourself? Can you measure up to that? I said, Lord, I need help in this area. I really do. Whatsoever things. Whatsoever things. You know, whatever thing you're hearing, you know, filter it out. Hear the good. Hear the good of it, you know. Don't dwell on the bad, you know. What kills me, I've said this for years and years and years, and it used to be that the news was somewhat entertaining when I agree. You know, you pretty much believed what you heard on the news. And, you know, it would be the hour news, and it goes as far back as Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. Can I get an amen? Me and you, brother, and brother Chet, you know, before all these other journalists. And they were pretty straightforward, I thought. And, they would have an hour-long news. And about the last 5 minutes, somebody would come say, and now on the lighter side. And they'd give a good little upbeat news thing. And then I didn't think about that much, but after I started preaching and ministering, I said, you know what? For an hour long, 55 minutes of sadness and horror and murder and all of these things, and then just a little bit of news at the end on the lighter side. And I begin to think, Lord, you know, life is too short. Life is too short to have all this stuff, all this negative stuff coming in and weighting us down and stressing us out and making us upset and make us come in and kiss the dog and kick the husband or whatever, vice versa, whichever it is that we do. You know, it's just too short to be that miserable. And if we're born again, we're filled with the Spirit of the Lord. A filter that kind of stops some of that stuff. You hear it. That, just like the water filter. That water filter, it comes through, but it takes the impurities. Everybody say, impurities. I don't want the impurities in my heart. I don't want the impurities in my spirit. Ain't got time for you, devil. Ain't got time for that old mess. I don't want to hear it. I might hear it, but I don't want to receive it. Amen? In Jesus' name. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, the apostle says, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace. Peace is something that is yearned for in this world. A lot of people seek for it in the wrong places. They're looking for peace through situations, through drug abuse, through substance abuse, through anything, through somebody to tell them everything's all right. But, you know, the only peace, the only true peace that I have found is through Jesus Christ. And I wouldn't take nothing from the relationship that I have with the Lord. Man, you know, that direct line, as Sister Tabitha was thinking, that was blessing me. I can call him anytime. And not put on hold. In the midnight hour, I got a direct line, amen, to the throne. Glory to God. He's always awake. He's always aware. Everything that we go through, God already knows about it. Amen? And he's there for us to lean on, depend on, and trust in. Take advantage of the Spirit of the Lord and the Holy Ghost power that he's instilled within you, and let it filter out all of this negativity and all this bad stuff. Like I said, you're going to hear it, but let it pass through. Don't worry about it. Say, Lord, you know what? Even in all of this, I'm still blessed. And I am blessed. I think about it so many times. In fact, I was reminded of it just this week that it was brought up about the paper. Y'all know that I've used the pencil and paper time and time again, especially when I'm counseling with young folks or married folks, or usually it's in relationship. And they come in and they're very distraught, and there's issues and there's problems, and, you know, they feel like they're the only relationship that's ever had issues. I'm not going to get you to raise your hand, but issues are in relationships. Just wanted to let you know that. You're not the Lone Ranger. They all have them, and you'd have to work through them. So, and I, you know, after we talk and we pray, I give them each a sheet of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I like to give them a pencil because they might want to erase one or two. So I kind of separate them, and or they won't cheat and look on each other's page. And I said, okay, I want you to write down everything that bothers you about her, everything that bothers you about him, everything that makes you mad about her, everything that's not working. Boy, they start writing. I mean, they're writing. First thing you know, the pencil's in their mouth and thinking, and oh yeah, they write another one. And, you know, and finally, after a period of time, they're not writing anything else. I said, okay, I don't want to read them. I don't want y'all to read them. I want you to flip your page over. Now I want you to write down everything that's good, everything that you like, everything that you first saw in one another. They're writing much slower this time. They're writing. She looks over. He's still writing. He looks. They're still writing. And they're writing. And they're writing. And you know what? They nearly fill up that page. And I said, Nate, turn that page over. I said, y'all want to end this relationship on these few things when you got all this other side, the good things that you're talking about? It's because we dwell on the bad things rather than thank God for the good things. And the same thing holds in everyday life, whether it's relationships, whether it's our relationship with the Lord, whether it's your job, your situation, whatever it is. Learn to be thankful for the good things and dwell on the good things and the goodness of God, and you'll overcome the things and they'll be filtered out. Amen. If you believe the Holy Ghost can do that, give the Lord praise tonight. I know that He can. Amen. I know without a shadow of a doubt that He can. This God's Spirit is a comforter for sure, but it's also a helper. Amen. That's what comforter also means. It doesn't just somebody who's just going to pat us and make us feel good all the time, but it's a helper too. And I'm so glad that we have the Spirit of the Lord to help us. God bless you. We love you tonight. We've already had some people to share with us that they wanted prayer tonight. This is a prayer place. Amen. We're going to give you an opportunity. If you'd stand, if you need to come forward to be prayed for, or if you would have us to come back and pray for you, either way, we know of a healer. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. And with His stripes, we're healed. So without a song or anything else, if you need prayer tonight, please come on down and we'll pray with you. I know Sister Jean wanted prayer. We're going to believe for her because her statement was to me, nothing seems to be working on her heart condition. Told me he's coming down for healing. Such a special couple. We love the Restos. They're just precious. Amen. And I just pray God just strengthens their body. All right. Brother Greg.
Yes.
Shared with me, he's got some tests to go through, some surgeries to go through. And I told him that he would not be alone. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God again for that direct line. Hallelujah. Good to see each and every one of you tonight. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Everyone have a lovely.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise again. Can't praise Him enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm just going to say it first. Aren't you glad you came tonight? I am. Praise God. I love His Word. I love the opportunity we have to gather together and to see the crowd tonight. It's wonderful. Those of you watching online, again, we love you. If you have a prayer request, as most of you know, just put it in the comment section. Also, praise reports. Write them down so we just glorify God, because there are those that really the closest they're ever going to get to hearing about God is when we're telling them what He's done in our life. It's like that song, "Let Me Tell You About My Jesus." Praise God. We love y'all. Y'all be careful going home. And all hearts and minds clear, this altar is still open. Afterwards, if you'd like some private prayer, we'll be glad to pray with you. Righty. Well, with that, we're just going to dismiss and invite you all back Sunday morning. Don't forget, come to Sunday school. You'll be ready when we're ready to go next door to the Easter presentation. I'm most gracious and heavenly Father. Lord, we love you. Oh, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for healing. Lord, we thank you for answering prayers. And Lord, we know that you're touching right now those that have come up for prayer, for those hands that were raised, dear Lord, for all the situations. Lord, may we put you first. May we let you guide us, dear Lord. Thank you for the word tonight, dear Lord. If any time needs to be spoken, Lord, may we have that Holy Ghost filter that we can walk in faith and hope in your name, Jesus. My God, we love you. We praise you. Thank you for those that are here. Lord, bless their homes. Keep us all safe on our journey home and bring us back at our appropriate time. We just love and praise you in the most heavenly name above, in the name of Jesus. We all say, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week.